MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Professor Reeza Daniels, Stellenbosch University's Dean of the Faculty of Economic Management Sciences. Professor, I appreciate the time. Your recent inaugural lecture just last month, I was watching it on YouTube. It is dense, but it makes a ton of sense and a huge fun watch. You talk around South Africa's important economic questions, poverty, unemployment, growth, and how they can't be answered with just theory and stats alone. We've got to be careful of sort of making attractive claims without defensible evidence. This really comes down to data and understanding, and I suppose testing the data. Is that a fair, very short summary of what you were talking around?
It covers a part of what I was talking about for sure. And what I was also talking about was just that in order to generate good policy, we need very sound theory as well as really good, robust data. And then the other thing is when we do implement policy in the context of complex things like COVID-19, that we need to be aware of the entire set of inputs that lead us to making those conclusions. So yes, certainly data is one of the most important.
Is that then around sort of, I don't know, back testing or constantly retesting the data and the assumptions that come from it? Because, I mean, you know, let's take economics, your field of expertise. There is a ton out there that we could always use, but we don't always necessarily know that it's fitting or perhaps even necessarily accurate or perhaps even useful.
Yes, indeed. So, you know, part of the job of academic economists who sort of study to very high levels and then work and teach is to interrogate the data that they're working with. Now, that might require quite a bit of time, and frequently that's where an academic, you know, it's a core part of their job to actually spend time doing research. And so my lecture was speaking to the audience of academics, saying it's our responsibility to, in fact, do that really well. We can't always expect people in government or the private sector to do it. They are much more time constrained. But for us who are looking very deeply into these questions, I feel it is our responsibility to do that.
That's actually a great point around the disconnect. Academia has that luxury. In fact, I almost want to say it's a core component of academia, which is that luxury of time, of spending on it. Policymaking, government, perhaps almost exactly the inverse, particularly if you think around an aggressive election cycle. You want answers, you want solutions, you want it fixed by Tuesday.
Indeed. So look, in those circumstances, because you've got these time pressures in the world outside of academia, let's use your example of election cycles. The public has to be very aware that the information that politicians might be using or political parties might be using might actually be quite badly compromised. And sometimes the parties use that data because they know it's compromised and it tells a story they want to tell. So just coming back to academia there, you know, we're not allowed to fall for those tricks because of the fact that we have to look deep at the data. And you're right, it is a core part of our job to actually be a little bit more careful with what we say and what we do, because we expected to go into the details and look for any limitations.
How do we, I mean, in an ideal world, you would have a theory, you would find the data, you would come to a solution, you would test it in a real world environment and then tweak it and refine it and perfect it. But if we go to your, for example, COVID response, we don't have time for that. How do we sort of create those processes or tests that sort of put the guardrails on the quality?
Your use of the COVID example is a great one, because that was something that the world had never really seen happen in real time, you know, globally in the way that it did. So under those conditions, yes, government are going to have to do the best they can with the information that they have. And that's why they started with that level 5 lockdown, because they were so concerned that the strain of flu was going to kill everyone that they rather preferred people to stay at home, not shop or go out, for example. So that's a dramatic response, right? So we learn from that. So the idea would now be that given the fact that actually also caused a lot of harm, lots of people lost their jobs and didn't get them back, for example, when the next pandemic comes or the next really big shock comes, we would hope that we don't make the same mistakes going forward and that we rather are more nuanced in policymaking. So yes, we can't always do that in real time to crises, but we can learn from similar situations that happened in the past.
And to some degree, we did that in the pandemic. And I'm thinking about, as you said, we started very hard lockdown. I think it was supposed to be 3 weeks. It, of course, wasn't. And it kind of changed as time. In a sense, we propose, we test, we learn, we adapt, and we sort of go through that continual cycle live in real time and then post the event for next time.
100%. So exactly the way in which we went from level 5 to level 3 to level 1, then we went back up to level 3 with the Delta virus in the beginning of 2021. Then we went back again down to 2 and 1. That's precisely what we're talking about when it comes to these extreme environments, because what we also did during COVID is we mobilized data, actually, using the National Income Dynamics Coronavirus Rapid Mobile Survey to go into field every 3 months and survey a representative sample of adults to see how they were doing. And that survey, called NIDSCRAM, helped to inform the government about when they could actually relax the policy and the level of lockdown. So that was an example of when the academic community came online to assist government to make those decisions as prudently as possible.
Yeah, and I suppose we're never going to have perfect data, but it's that adapting to it. We'll leave it there. It's Professor Reza Daniels. He's Stellenbosch University's Dean of the Faculty of Economic Management Sciences. Professor, I appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.